Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. Hi, I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them, from the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. Every time I see another news story on a photo reunion that's happened through crowdsourcing images online, I chuckle. I have a closet full of mysteries, and not great luck reuniting images with living people. Yet just in the last few months, there are images being shared online that, within a short period of time, are being reunited. It's clearly the world's new pandemic pastime. There is Victoria Johnson, a professor at Hunter College, who's the author of American Eden, David Hossack, Botany and Medicine in the Garden of the Early Republic. It was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in 2019. 15 years ago, she found a snapshot of a family in a used book she bought in New York City. This year, she posted it to Twitter and lit up the Twitterverse. 80 comments, 684 shares, 1.9 million likes. Yowza! And the family was identified. You can view the image and the thread in the links. In 2008, Jennifer Scoopen, a designer who lives in the Netherlands, found a box of 200 slides at a Dutch flea market of people in Alaska, circa 1960. At the time, she tried to identify the people, but couldn't. Recently, she put all the images in a Google Drive folder where people can comment. Bingo! Many of the images have been commented on and identified, and you can view them in the Google Drive link in the show notes. These are only two of the photo-related stories I've read about recently, both of these covered on CNN.com. There are other photos in the news. Paul Moore was in the right place and time to find images of the Shetland Islands being discarded at the recycling center. He saved them and is using a Facebook page, Shared Shetland Memories, to share the images and gather information. Paul was recently on the Photo Detective podcast in a bonus episode. There are other photo reunion episodes being worked on for the podcast, so stay tuned. But let's look at the history of this orphan photo rescue movement. Decades ago, reunited images with family wasn't very popular. Then genealogist Marge Rice began collecting images with names on them from the Chicago area. Marge, we miss you. And in 1998, Joe Bott started deadfred.com, a website where folks can post mystery images or identified ones looking for family connections. It was what we had prior to social media. By the way, Marge left her collection to Joe. So, those images are being added to Dead Fred. I caught up with him in episode 32. Reconnecting families with lost images and mementos was the stuff that genealogists did, not journalists. How did this happen? The huge genealogy databases of Ancestry.com, MyHeritage.com, and others changed all of that. Anyone, even you, can go into an antique shop, purchase an image with a name, and start searching, then facilitate a reunion. However, please keep in mind the following. Not all images have living family members, and not all images are wanted by family. The question in the forefront of my mind whenever I get close to a reunion is, which family member should have the picture? Deborah Clifford of Ancestorville Genealogy offers digital copies or originals for sale on her website and on social media. It's just one of the many sites that do this now. Social media is altering the way photo rescues work. On social media, lost photos looking for family love are prevalent. I wrote a blog post called Family Photographs on Instagram. So many places to look. You can also find image connections through special Facebook groups, too. Last April, I featured identified images on the Photo Detective Facebook page in an attempt to see if any descendants popped up. Nope, not a one. If you're related to the following people, check out the links to my Photo of the Day challenge. Elizabeth Myers of Carlisle, Pennsylvania, or Addie Hanley, later Mrs. Atkins of Easton, Pennsylvania, or Trenton, New Jersey. One of the most active reunion Facebook pages is Kate Keller's Forgotten Faces, Forgotten Places, with over 9,000 members. She helps make the connections and people pose with their returned images. Hey, Kate, I'm still hoping for an image of some of my Rhode Island folks. Hint, hint. Victoria's use of Twitter is a new one, but not surprising considering that the snap dated from the 1960s and the user demographic of Twitter. Watch for more photo rescue stories on this platform. Absolutely. I'm waiting to see the next one. As I said, anyone can do this. Jump into this photo rescue phenomena and join the fun. If you need some feel-good moments, try reuniting a picture with lost family. You'll be saving a piece of someone's history, and as family historians, we know how wonderful that feels. I've enjoyed sending historical societies photos I've rediscovered. As a former curator, I lean towards making these gifts. Do you have a photo rescue story to share? Email me at photodetective@maureentaylor.com. You just might end up as a guest on this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review, and if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to maureentaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.